Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Hey, I'm just a nobody, you know what I'm talking about? A nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody.
Yeah.
Y'all old heads know what I'm talking about. Check me out. Let's go. Hell is hot. But heaven is paradise. Jesus told me obedience is better than sacrifice. But people hard-headed and deaf, they ain't listening. In order to see the kingdom of heaven, you must be born again. Look at your watch, it's time to change your mind. Second riches in heaven, you can say I'm on my grind. But the devil can't stop me, I resist and watch you flee. Bring everything you got to what it mean nothing to me. But I got God on my side, the first lady in my ride. I took the word from the booth, pulpit and the prayer line. And I still shine, but now my life's so bright. I lifted his name and I took flight overnight. Now I write him down, put him on a track and let y'all run with him. I'm having vision, that's a vision, and I'm gonna get him, and I'm gonna live him. I'm walking the word and looking to my future. My whole past the blur. So listen, here we go again. I got my pad and my pen. I repented of all my sins. Start fresh again, again. I'm like Kelly in the choir, boy. All I do is win. Blessings raining in my life, boy. All I do is grin. Everlasting, omnipotent. That's the God I serve. Loving and forgiving. That's the God I serve. I'm just trying to tell y'all about the God I serve. And if you know like I know, you'll be the God you serve. I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody.
What can he do?
Who can save anybody? If they ain't like me in the world, they gon' hate me now. I got the flow to make your favorite rapper retire. And I'm being led by the spirit. When I fit it, y'all feel it. And you know that I'm the realest. You getting chills when you hear this. I rap the most high. I'm blessed, that's no lie. Two angels by my sides at all times, and they both fly. Say what? They both fly. You get it? They both fly. Two angels by my sides at all times, and they both fly. Yeah. He my shepherd, I don't want for nothing. I fell off, came back, and I ain't never stopped studying. He been calling my name, I just had to stop running. I'm just telling y'all, repent, the day of the Lord is coming. Yeah, you're living wrong, you better get it right. Cause he coming back, like a thief in the night. You don't know the day, you don't know the hour. But I'm on that empire, it ain't about the money, it's about the power. And there's power in the name of Jesus. Time to go to work, cause it's harvest season. Bring your burdens and cares to the throne. And leave him, cause he cares for you. That's the whole reason. Never less than omnipotent. That's the God I serve. Loving and forgiving. That's the God I serve. And I'm just trying to tell y'all about the God I serve. And if you know like I know, it'd be the God you serve. I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody.
What?
Who can save anybody? Save anybody. I'm just a nobody. Tell everybody about somebody.
What can he do?
He can save anybody. Save anybody. I'm just a nobody.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God tonight. Hallelujah. I'm just a nobody trying to tell somebody about, I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody that can save anybody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, Elder, you always saying I am somebody. So what you mean you ain't nobody? What I'm trying to say is glory to God. Hallelujah. I am somebody because I'm a child of the Most High God. But once all of you realize that you are a child of the Most High God also, then I will become normal. Glory to God, then I'm just a regular nobody because we all the same. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying. See, we are, when we all, if everybody's Superman, glory to God, then being a Superman becomes normal. Glory to God, hallelujah, then I'm just a regular nobody just like everybody else. Hallelujah, we all got superpowers. Glory to God, hallelujah, we are all supernatural beings. Hallelujah, living a natural life, glory to God. Hallelujah. So, yeah, I'm just a nobody. Well, you all realize that you are somebody. When you all realize that you are a child of the Most High God, hallelujah, then we all can be regular. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God today for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building on today. Glory to God. Before we go any further, we're going to take it to the throne. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you on today simply for allowing us to come together in your name. We thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, right now for the anyhow blessing, that you blessed us anyhow. Hallelujah. Despite our failures, you've allowed us to be here anyhow. Glory to God. Despite every time we fell short of the glory, hallelujah, you forgave us anyhow. You gave us mercy anyhow. And, Lord, tonight we want to thank you for anyhow. Glory to God, hallelujah, because you love me anyhow. Glory to God, hallelujah, no matter what I've done, hallelujah, you still have loved us, glory to God, and we want to thank you for that love. We want to thank you for that mercy. We want to thank you for that grace. We want to thank you for the chance that you gave us to repent, hallelujah, and get our lives together and turn back to you. And we just want to magnify you. We just want to glorify you. We just want to love on you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We want to let you know that we not only love you, not only do we adore you, but Lord, we appreciate you. Hallelujah. We exalt you on tonight. We lift your name up high and holy because you are worthy to be praised. There's no God like you. There's no God beside you. And there never will be, Lord. Hallelujah. And we glorify your name. And we bind, rebuke, and cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving what you have for us tonight. And Lord, we love you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we glorify you. And Lord, speak to us tonight, Lord. Our ears are open and our hearts are receptive, and we are ready to receive your word on tonight. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Glory to God on tonight. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. I'm your host and speaker tonight, Elder Andre Prevost Sr., a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we have a word from on high today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Y'all know for the last few weeks we've been talking about, hallelujah, repentance. Glory to God. We've been talking about metanoia, which is the Greek word for repentance. That's where we got repentance from. It was translated from metanoia, which means literally to change your mind. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And there's some things God said, amen, that we need to change our minds about. See, our lives wouldn't be so difficult. We wouldn't perceive them to be so difficult and so hard, amen, if we would change our mind about something. Glory to God, hallelujah. So tonight, amen, hallelujah, amen, we're going to say the title for tonight is You Cannot Bypass the Process. Glory to God, hallelujah. You cannot bypass, hallelujah, the process. See, before I begin, we need to understand, hallelujah, we are in process. Glory to God, we are in development stages. A lot of us want to believe we got it. Hallelujah. Praise God. A lot of us want to believe, you know, age comes with, wisdom comes with age and all these other things. Glory to God. A lot of us want to believe, hallelujah, that we there. Hallelujah. A lot of us don't believe that we're not there yet. We don't accept that concept. Glory to God. We can't accept the fact that we are still in development. I know we're still in development because we are still here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I heard a saying a long time ago, you learn something new every day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Paul put it like this. I got to die to myself daily. Glory to God. In other words, I have to exit myself out of this equation, and I got to put in the word of God. I got to take out what I would do, hallelujah, and put in what God told me to do, or what God expects me to do, hallelujah. So every day it's a constant change in my behavior, hallelujah. Every day something's got to change. Glory to God. I cannot, amen, hallelujah, not I cannot not flirt with that girl until she flirts with me. See, we can say we over stuff and say, I'm not doing that no more. I'm over that because you're not initiating it. Glory to God, hallelujah. But see, you got to go through a process, amen. Just because you're not initiating it don't mean that you died to yourself. Hallelujah. Praise God, because you got to wait for the boomerang. You got to wait for it to come on you and then see how you react. Yeah, it's one thing when you're the aggressor. Glory to God, but what happens when you're the aggressor, if that's even a word? Glory to God, hallelujah, because if you haven't gone through process, you won't be prepared for those situations. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's get to the word. Amen. We're going to go to Matthew chapter 3. Praise God. We're going to begin in chapter 11. We could start at 1, but for the sake of time, because I don't know how far the Lord is going to take me with this, we're going to start at chapter 11. Praise God. Now, what I'm about to read are the words of John the Baptist. Glory to God. He's a few months older than Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. He's Mary's cousin, Elizabeth. Hallelujah. This is her son. Praise God. Amen. So this is Jesus' cousin. Amen. Praise God. There's no record to say that they've met. Amen. Or have encountered each other since the womb, since they were both pregnant at the same time, Mary and Elizabeth. There's no record to say they had any encounter with each other. I just thought I'd throw that out there so y'all would know. Praise God. Hallelujah. But now, hallelujah, John the Baptist is a preacher. Hallelujah. A popular preacher. You might call him an evangelist. Hallelujah. He out there. He not in the synagogue. He not in the temple. Praise God. But he out there in the wilderness. He out there in the streets. Glory to God, and he's preaching out there in the hood, out there in the wilderness. Praise God, hallelujah. And right now, he's in the middle of something. He's in the middle of one of his sermons. Praise God, hallelujah. So we're going to start, amen, with what he's saying. He said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's stop there real quick. So John, amen, is saying, yeah, I'm good. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm getting a lot of people saved out here. Praise God. I'm a good preacher. I got a good following. Hallelujah. I'm one of the best out here. And I ain't even have to go in a church to get it. Glory to God. I'm out here in the wilderness on my own. And I'm making it work. And I'm doing pretty good. I got a good following. Hallelujah. But there's a preacher that's coming after me. Hallelujah. I want to put it in perspective of, hallelujah, amen, the human perspective is what the Lord says. What the Lord told me. Hallelujah, amen. There's a better preacher coming after me. He's going to have, hallelujah, not only baptize you with this water like I do, hallelujah, but he's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Hallelujah. So he's bragging on the person who's going to follow him up. Hallelujah. The person that's coming behind me is way better at this than I am. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's a better teacher, a better preacher, a better healer. Hallelujah, amen. And he's coming to baptize you with something I can't baptize you with. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. So he's talking about somebody, amen, that's already in his mind is established to be great. Hallelujah. Already in his mind, this man is already great. Hallelujah. We just waiting on his greatness to grace us with his presence. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, a lot of us, amen, we are already great. Glory to God. That's what you got to realize. See, you're not waiting to become great. Hallelujah. You're already great. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the problem is, hallelujah, amen, this is two problems, three problems the Lord says. Some of us, hallelujah, don't recognize that we're great. Some of us, amen, recognize hallelujah, that we're great, amen, but we don't know how to be great. And some of us, the third problem is, some of us know that we're great and we take it too far. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, the ones that don't know they great, amen, don't try to accomplish great things. Hallelujah. They don't try to reach a higher level of spirituality with God because they don't feel like they that great. They deserve to be on that level of spirituality. Hallelujah. Praise God. They don't aspire to, hallelujah, own their own business. They just rather work for someone else, praise God, because they don't see themselves to be, hallelujah, great in that aspect. Glory to God, so they settle. Hallelujah. Praise God. So instead of achieving greatness, they think greatness is out of their reach. Praise God, hallelujah. But I heard Lecrae say in one of his rhymes, the sky ain't the limit, it's really a limitation. Hallelujah, amen. I can get beyond the sky, praise God, if I really wanted to. Hallelujah, amen. So I'm shooting for the stars. Glory to God, hallelujah, but it's a barrier, it's an atmosphere up there that I can't get through, a firmament I can't get through. That's the only thing keeping me, hallelujah, from reaching the star. Hallelujah. In other words, he's saying I can go as high as I want to go. Hallelujah. God is the only thing, hallelujah, that can keep me, hallelujah, from going up higher because of the boundaries he's put in place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah, amen. Then we got the second category. People know that they're great, but don't know how to be great. You don't know how to walk in it. Hallelujah. I was listening to an interview earlier today with Deion Sanders, Coach Prime. Y'all know it, the big story. He leaving Jackson State, going to Colorado. He said, hey, man, he knew he was great from the womb. They asked him this question. When did you know you were great? I believe when I came out, I think I was great. Hallelujah. I never been taught I was nothing else but great. Hallelujah. And he said, I believe God has always led me to be great. And everything I do, I aspire to achieve greatness because I am great. See, when you believe that you're great, you can't do nothing but achieve great things. Hallelujah. It doesn't feel right to be mediocre. Hallelujah. It don't feel right to be regular. I remember one time I had a good job, real good job. Hallelujah. Amen. But all I was doing was rolling pipe, but I'm making so much money an hour just to take this pipe and push it down this way, wait for the next one and push that one down and just keep them together for 8 hours. Hallelujah. And I was sitting there rolling it one night. Amen. Wasn't thinking about the money. I'm thinking this is a waste of my time. Glory to God. What? This isn't producing anything. Hallelujah. At least if I was in a restaurant, I could be talking to somebody. Maybe somebody having a bad day, and I can encourage them to have a better. I'd rather do that than to earn, hallelujah, $17 an hour doing something mediocre. Hallelujah, praise God. This ain't great enough. The pay is great. Hallelujah, amen, but the experience ain't. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when you feel like you are great, hallelujah, you aspire, amen, to experience greatness. The hardest part when you are great, hallelujah, is waiting on God. Hallelujah. When you've done everything you know, hallelujah, amen, you just, let me excuse myself. You know, I know I'm a good host. Praise God. A great host. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm the gospel Steve Harvey. I can introduce anybody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I know I'm a good speaker. I know, hallelujah, amen, I'm great. Praise God. The hard part about being great is waiting on God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because you're not satisfied. Hallelujah. Amen. With wherever you at. If you satisfied where you at, that means you don't think you're great. You can be content where you at. You got to be content where you at, but you got to aspire to get more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Like, I'm content where I'm at, but I know this ain't where I'm going to stay. Hallelujah. Praise God, because I aspire for more. Why? Praise God, because I've seen what more looks like. Hallelujah. Praise God. And once you get a taste of what greatness is, glory to God, hallelujah, it's like a drug. Hallelujah. I want to reach that level again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I like what that felt like. Glory to God, but I can't be smoking off of your supply. I need my own. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just can't, you know, hallelujah, enjoy your experience. Praise God, then come back over here. Praise God, because now I'm aspiring for more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then those of you that know you great, you're going too far, the Lord said. Hallelujah. Amen. You're boasting in yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You just turned up. You're cocky with it. Hallelujah. Some of y'all are obnoxious with your anointing. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. You it. You the second coming of Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The way you talk. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, yeah, you are great, but you ain't that great. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, hallelujah, first you got to humble yourself. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got to bring it down a notch. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because just because you are great don't mean you better. Uh-oh. See, some people think because they great that they better. No, that don't make you better. Because sometimes the person that don't know they great are not aspiring to be great can be a better person than you. They can be better morale-wise. They can be better faith-wise. They can be more trustworthy than you. Hallelujah. They just ain't got their mind in the right place to aspire more in life or more in spirituality. Hallelujah. Amen. But they can be a better person than somebody that's great. We got all these great superstars out here. Hallelujah, from the secular world to the religious world. But somebody got something to say about somebody. Yeah, they great, but you don't know what kind of attitude they got. Yeah, they great, but you don't know how many times he done cheated on me. Yeah, she great, but you don't know she a B.I.T. you know what. Yeah, they great, but they not better. Hallelujah. See, this is the thing, God said. You're already great. Now you gotta aspire to be better. Hallelujah. Be a better person. Hallelujah. Praise God. Better morale-wise. Hallelujah. Better spiritual-wise. Hallelujah. A better husband. A better wife. A better child, a better friend, a better employee, a better boss. You got to be better. You just can't be great. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. R. Kelly's great, but he didn't aspire to be better. And now look where he's sitting. Glory to God. Well, Harvey Weinstein, he's great. Hallelujah. All these movies, all this money, but he's not better. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you just can't be great. You got to be better. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let's look at Jesus. Let's look at the character. Hallelujah of Jesus. Now John is still talking about him. He's saying whose fan, hallelujah, is in his hand. And he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat. Hallelujah, into the gardener, but he will burn up the chaff, hallelujah, with unquenchable fire. Glory to God. So he bragging on him. Oh, he going to come, hallelujah, he going to save, he going to deliver, He gonna purge, hallelujah, praise God, and he gonna burn up the shaft. Unquestionable. You can't touch this man. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then verse 13 says, then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. Now I want you to, I don't think people really understand what just happened. Hallelujah. He just said, a man that's greater than me is coming. Then the man that is greater than him came. Hallelujah. But the man that was greater than him, hallelujah, humbled himself to John. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, some of y'all, amen, you so great that you can't humble yourself to nobody else. Uh-oh. Praise God. Because God sent you. Praise God. But guess what? God sent him too. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, you the one. Yeah, you greater than he is. Hallelujah. You greater than anybody probably will ever be. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But still, I have to humble myself to this other man who came before me. He ain't even that much older. Look, we always say respect our elders. These guys are the same age. Hallelujah. Praise God. And some of us, amen, would say, amen, I'm great already. I don't need you to tell me I'm great. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. And people always think Jesus was just there in the crowd. The Bible doesn't imply Jesus was there in the crowd. Hallelujah. And what it implies was, John said something. And then, hallelujah, in verse number 13, it says, then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan. So after he said what he said, then Jesus made the trip from Galilee to Jordan. So Jesus isn't even aware of what John just said about him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Remember, ain't no phone. Ain't no social media. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 It would take forever for a letter to get there. Praise God. But Jesus, hallelujah, he could have went right from Galilee to start preaching. That's what some of us do. Glory to God. We want to go straight from, you know, hallelujah, amen, straight from the from the studio, amen, to owning the record label. Hallelujah. We want to go straight from, hallelujah, preaching, hallelujah, in our bathroom to having a church with, hallelujah, 10,000 members. We want to go straight from the prayer line, hallelujah, to the hotline. Praise God. We want it quick, fast, and we want it in a hurry. Hallelujah. We ready to jump the gun because I'm great. I know I'm great. Hallelujah. If anybody knew they was great, it was Jesus. Hallelujah. The word. Hallelujah. At age 12, the last time we heard about Jesus. Hallelujah. He might have been 10, 12, but they argue about how old he was. But he was in Jerusalem in the temple. Hallelujah. With the priests. Talking about the word of God. Hallelujah. You would think, amen, that he would be the biggest child evangelist in the world. Praise God. This is how great he was. He said, I'm about my father's business. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But this great man, hallelujah, the Son of God, the Word incarnate. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Came from Galilee to Jordan to be baptized by his cousin. Glory to God, to be baptized by John. Hallelujah. And verse 14 says, but John forbade him. John said, hold up, wait a minute, I can't, no. Hallelujah, praise God. No, I can't do this. Praise God. So now we got authority. Hallelujah, because he has authority and Jesus has authority. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God, and Jesus is coming, amen, humble. praise God, without authority, so to speak. He's not showing his authority yet. But John shows his because he says, this ain't right. Because I know the authority that you have. I know how great you are. So I got to use my authority right now. I got to forbid you. Hallelujah. Now, you just got through saying how great the man was. Hallelujah. But I got to forbid you. Watch this. Well, let me tell you why. Saying, I need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me. He say, you should be the one baptizing me, Jesus. Hallelujah. And you coming to me to baptize you? This don't make sense to me. Hallelujah. Because I know how great you are. Hallelujah. Praise God. But Jesus answering and said unto him, using his authority. Hallelujah. Suffer it to be so. Suffer in the Greek means to allow. Hallelujah. So allow it to be so. So thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. In other words, I am not an exception of the process. Hallelujah. There's many reasons the Lord has revealed to me why he came. Hallelujah, praise God. But one, let me tell you about one. One is to show you, hallelujah, if I can do it, you can do it. Hallelujah. I'm going to go through the same process that I require you to go through. Hallelujah. To show you that you can do it. Remember, hallelujah, amen. The Bible says when John, not John the Baptist, but when John, hallelujah, amen, the Revelator, when John talks about Jesus and John and in the book of St. John, hallelujah, he says, in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Hallelujah, praise God. So this is the Word, hallelujah, amen, doing something, amen, that hallelujah, amen, he knows you can do because he is God himself, which means you are a mini him. We are many me. We are many God. Hallelujah. See, the same breath that's in God is in us because he blew the breath of life into us. Hallelujah. So he's saying anything, hallelujah, amen, I can do, you can do. As a matter of fact, in one scripture, hallelujah, later on he says, greater things will you do than I have done. Hallelujah. You're going to do greater things than what I've done. Hallelujah. All you got to do, I'm going to leave you a blueprint. All you got to do is do what I do. I remember back in 99, 2000, 2001, somewhere around now, we had these WWJD bracelets and necklaces and t-shirts. What would Jesus do? It was a big, what would Jesus do movement. Hallelujah. Praise God. But a lot of us wasn't doing what Jesus would do. Hallelujah, amen. We want to just skip process. You want to go to a job and move up to the head manager, praise God, but you got to go through process to get there. You think just because you're smart, they should just give you the job. You don't want to go through the training. You don't want to start from the bottom and work your way up. You don't want to go through the process. Hallelujah. Praise God, because I already know how to do this. God had to show me, no matter how many times I was a manager at a job, I would leave being an RGM and have to go to another restaurant and start all over again. Hallelujah, from the ground up. I always made it there within 6 months, but what if I didn't want to go through the process? What if I said, oh, no, I'm not taking this if y'all not paying this and I don't get this? Hallelujah. Well, I'm just study searching. Hallelujah, praise God, because they looking at me saying, oh, we don't want to hire him because he don't want to go through process. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he said, amen. Jesus said, you have to allow this to be. Hallelujah, praise God. It is, hallelujah, amen, fitting for us. When it says, becoming, Praise God. This is fitting for us to do this. This is what we have to do in order for process to be done. Hallelujah. A lot of you, amen, don't want to go through that process. Hallelujah. You don't want to allow somebody who isn't as great as you are to point out your greatness. Glory to God. You want to point out your own greatness and boast to us about how great you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But no matter how much, amen, John was saying, Jesus, you are too great. Jesus was still humble and said, no. Hallelujah. Praise God. We have to do this because I have to go through process. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then it says, hallelujah. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway after water. And lo, the heavens opened unto him, and saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. Glory to God. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he allowed, Jesus allowed the process. He was baptized, pointed out. I used to say he was ordained, to put it in the language of the preachers. He was ordained. He was greater than the preacher that ordained him, but he still had to be ordained by somebody. Glory to God. Now, that's the process. Somebody got to say that person's great. Hallelujah. See, a lot of us, we don't want to wait for the okay. Hallelujah. And we try to show people. Jesus didn't have to show anybody. When John saw him, he knew. Hallelujah. See, you want everybody to be your John. Glory to God. You know how many preachers Jesus passed up before he got to John? Glory to God. How many people Jesus passed up before he got to John, and John say, you the one? Hallelujah. You want everybody to be your John. You want everybody to say, you the one. Hallelujah. But you got to wait for your John to point you out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I was, when I was called a minister, glory to God, I was telling God called me the minister. Everybody was like, you sure God called you the minister? I don't know. You know, God ain't necessarily, you don't necessarily have to be a minister. You can just, you know, do da-da-da-da-da-da. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then we joined this church, and they gave me a job. Hallelujah. We want you to put on this program for Black History Month. I say, well, do we need a speaker? They say, yeah, we do. Why don't you do it? Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, somebody, I just couldn't go in there and say, look, y'all, I'm here to preach. Y'all go ahead and just, you know, give me the podium. Just let me know what day y'all want me to do it. Glory to God. Now, somebody's got to point you out. Somebody got to say, hallelujah, you the next in line. Glory to God. But you want everybody to be done. Hallelujah. You know how many people I passed by before somebody said, why don't you do this? Hallelujah. Praise God. And then look, it's all this glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. All this glory. See, we still talk about process. Because, you know, it's just like when you graduate high school, you're throwing gowns and y'all going out to eat and throwing your hat in the air and everybody cheering and y'all crip walking cross stage, having a good old time. Hallelujah, praise God. But then life hit. That's just for that day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, y'all had fun that day. You made it out of college. You made it out of high school. But now, hallelujah, amen, the process ain't over. Hallelujah. To tell you the truth, it's really just begun. Hallelujah. Praise God. So praise God. We're going to keep going. We're going to go to chapter 4. Hallelujah. Verse 1. Praise God. You shouldn't have to do no turning. It's the next line. Praise God. It says, then I found this glory. After the Holy Spirit done ascended on him, hallelujah. I want to put it in perspective. He's been pointed at. Put yourself in Jesus' shoes. You've been pointed at. Hallelujah. Praise God. You done went and told this person, I need you to do this for me. And they say, no, you greater than I am. Hallelujah. Praise God. You greater than me. Hallelujah. Then after they done dropped in the water and you come back up, then God speaks. The Holy Spirit ascends on you. You light up. You start glowing. Praise God. You know when you first fall in love, you're glowing. Hallelujah. When you first get that job, you just glowing. Praise God. When you first get saved and you happy that you going to heaven, you just walk around on cloud nine. You just glowing. Hallelujah. Because you, for some reason, you think the process is over. But it's only just begun. That's one of them old school songs. It's only just begun. Hallelujah. Praise God. And now after all this, we done heard the voice of God, man. Hallelujah. The voice of God that said, this is my son in whom I am well pleased. Hallelujah. Your parents are proud of you. Your parents proud, your friends proud, your cousins proud, everybody happy. Glory to God, hallelujah. Then look what it say. Then Jesus led up of the Spirit, the same Spirit that just ascended on him like a glove, like a dove, the same Spirit, hallelujah, that got him glowing. Hallelujah, said it lightened him. Hallelujah, praise God. Into the wilderness to be tempted. Hallelujah, of the devil. Glory to God. See, we think when we think once we accomplish this one goal. See, there are levels of greatness. Hallelujah. Yeah, you great, but now you gotta be great. Oh Lord, have mercy. Praise God. I thought you said I'm not trying to be great. I didn't say you were trying to be great. Hallelujah. I said you are great. And now you've got to be great. You're not trying to be great. You got to be great. Ain't no try to it. This is what you are, so this is what you got to be. Hallelujah. But in order to be great, you got to go through process. Hallelujah. Praise God. When you start that business, you say, it ain't going to kill you. I know you've heard those success stories. Oh yeah, we ain't never been in the red. We always been in the green. Amen. After the business just took off, it just boomed. It's success. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I might remind you, Biggie told us more money, more problems. Hallelujah. Yeah, they telling you. Everybody will tell you the positive side of something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But would we have known TLC and Tony Braxton was broke if it wouldn't have got leaked out? Hallelujah. Were they forced to tell us these stories? See, everybody tells you the positive side of their business because you see it today. But they didn't tell you Gucci almost closed when they first opened because wasn't nobody buying that stuff. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, that they almost went belly up. We might not even know who Gucci was. Hallelujah, if it wasn't for something that happened, glory to God. Hallelujah, all these rappers and singers, glory to God. We might not know who they are. Hallelujah, praise God. Because they almost gave up. Hallelujah, because a lot of them didn't want to finish the process to be great. So a lot of them got good. Glory to God, but they never were able to achieve the greatness that God put in them. Hallelujah, because they didn't want to finish the process. A lot of marriages. Don't you know after the honeymoon, life starts? And some of us don't have honeymoon. Some of us like, what is that? Glory to God. Hallelujah. We got off work at 5 o'clock. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we got off early that day. We got off around 3. We made it to the courthouse around 4. We got married. Amen. We went out, had something to eat, came home, put the kids to bed. Ain't no honeymoon. What is you talking about, Elder? We ain't rich. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But right after you walk down that aisle, right after the honeymoon phase, praise God, for those of you, it's still a honeymoon phase. You might not even be married yet. Praise God. Hallelujah. So this don't even apply. If you was out, been together 7 years, then you got married, this don't apply. I'm talking about that honeymoon stage where y'all was all lovey-dovey. Oh, you hang up. No, you hang up. Girl, stop playing. Hang up. Okay, I love you. Okay, I love you too. Girl, hang up the phone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But then, hallelujah, something happened. And life started. Praise God. The honeymoon phase was over. And the process began. Hallelujah. The other part of the process. Oh, yeah, the beginning is all sweet. God speaking in the beginning. I can tell God speaks in the, oh, God, this the one right here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But don't tell you. See, a lot of times God don't tell us because he know we'll skip this process. Praise God. So he allows the process to happen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. But Jesus knew of this process. Hallelujah. And he volunteered to go through this process. Hallelujah. And he began to go through this process. And he said, I got to finish it. Hallelujah. So the Spirit led him. See, you got to allow the Spirit to lead you. Hallelujah. Because you can be out of the will. Hallelujah, of God by not obeying what the Spirit is telling you to do. The Spirit didn't physically pick him up and drag him to the wilderness. He had to obey, and he had to go. Hallelujah. Some of y'all go, oh, you know what? Let's go back and get this annulled. Hallelujah. Let's go get this abortion. Let me go and put in my 2 weeks notice now. This too hard. I'm just gonna go ahead and give me a regular job. I don't need to own anything. I don't like the process. Hallelujah. So I'm not gonna be great. I could be spiritually great. Hallelujah. But I don't like the process. Everything. See, in order to be great, I gotta be spiritually great too. See, I ain't Elon Musk. I ain't these sinners that don't believe in God. I believe in God, so I live by a different set of rules. Praise God. I have to obey God. They don't have to obey God to be great because they don't believe. Lord, have mercy. So the Lord say, stop right quick and say, quit looking at these unbelievers, praise God, and trying to mimic what they do because their rules ain't our rules. Hallelujah. Praise, they out of the will of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You in the will of God. And you can have everything they have, but you got to do it my way. Hallelujah. You ain't going to get it at all. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. If you want to stay with me now, if you want to leave and go with them and become a non-believer, an atheist, go right ahead and get everything you can. But what does it profit a man to gain the world and lose his soul? Even the Sadducees who didn't believe in the resurrection. In other words, they don't believe it's a heaven. But they still believed it was a God. And they still did things God's way in order to achieve the greatness, the material things on this earth. They might not have had it seriously, but they had the material things because they believed it was a God. And they knew in order to get these things, I got to do it God's way. Hallelujah. Praise God. When I die, that's it. That's what they believe. When I die, that's it. But it is a God. And he'll give me everything I want if I do it his way. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we got to go through this process. So this process led him to the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Don't you know I was not tempted by anything until I met my wife when we were just dating? Nobody wanted to talk to me. I was trying. Hallelujah, praise God. But soon as they found out, oh, he got him a girlfriend. Now everybody want to talk to me. Now everybody hit my inbox. People I ain't heard from in months. What you doing? What you up to? Heard you got you a girl. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. After all this glorious stuff just happened, here come the devil to tempt me. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. But what you don't understand, that's part of the process. Hallelujah. You signed up to be married. Now let's test this. Let's test your faithfulness. Hallelujah. You signed up for this job. Now let's test, hallelujah, your faithfulness to what you're doing. We need you to work late tonight. Hallelujah. We need you to put in a 10-hour shift today. Somebody ain't call in. We need you to stay over. You say you want a higher position, right? Well, you got to show me. So I'm going to test you. They don't really need nobody. They'll tell you that to see where your mind is. Glory to God. To see if you're willing to go above and beyond, because if you're in my spot, you're going to have to. So you want my spot. Hallelujah. So let me test you and see if you're ready for my spot. Glory to God. So Jesus had to be tested. Oh, glory to God. Everybody keeps saying, I ain't Jesus. I keep hearing that, I ain't Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus had to be tested too. We say it as if Jesus ain't have to go through nothing because he's God. Don't you know he took off? The Bible says he became poor. Hallelujah. So that we could be rich. In other words, he took off all that authority when he came down here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He did not work under the authority as God on the earth. Hallelujah. He worked under the authority of a man anointed with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You don't hear about Jesus doing nothing before he got baptized and got filled with the Holy Ghost when the Holy Ghost ascended upon him. Ain't nothing written about that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Which means, amen, when you become anointed with the Holy Spirit, you become, hallelujah, different than you were. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is what's going to make you great if you allow it to take you through process. Hallelujah. So here he is being tempted. Hallelujah. Getting ready to be tempted. Verse 2, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and he was afterward and hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made to bread. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So after he had fasted for 40 days, after he had been without for 40 days, after he had been, hallelujah, going through something for 40 days, see, the fast represents a part of the process that ain't easy. The fast represents a part of the process where there's lack. Hallelujah. Now y'all done got married, but now it's a lack of communication. It's a lack of intimacy. Now you done got this job, but it's a lack of hospitableness. Glory to God. It's a lack of camaraderie. Hallelujah, the morale is down at this job. I done started this business, hallelujah, but we lacking money and we trying to keep it afloat. Hallelujah, and I'm hungry. I am in need of something. I need to be replenished. My finances need to be replenished. Hallelujah, praise God. My marriage needs to be replenished in communication and in affection. Hallelujah, and in love. My relationship with my kids needs to be replenished. Glory to God. My ministry needs to be replenished with some people. Ain't no people up in here. I need some replenishment. Hallelujah. It's been 40 days. 40 days is not that long. It's about a month and a week and maybe a day or two. It's not that long. But remember, when you're going through something, every day seems like a year. Every day just seems like, oh, it seems like this day just dragging by. Like a lot of us say, this year went by fast. Some people say, Lord, I'm so glad this year over with. It seems like it drugs forever because they've been going through it. Hallelujah. See, time is of the perspective. Hallelujah. Amen. However I perceive it, hallelujah, is how long it is. Praise God. You ever been waiting? A minute don't seem like that long until you put something in the microwave and you're standing there waiting on that minute. Ooh, Lord, this minute seem long. Hallelujah, because you wait on something. Glory to God, hallelujah. Jesus is waiting for this time period to be over. This season in my life where I'm going without, where there's a drought. Hallelujah. And God led me here. The Spirit led me to this place. So I must be having to go. This must be part of the process. But see, this is where we have to change our mind. Glory to God, because some of us keep having to redo this part of the process because we didn't know this was part of the process. Hallelujah. You didn't know that you and your wife were going to start arguing. Glory to God, hallelujah. And you thinking now, oh, this is going to last forever. No, it's not. This is just part of the process. It's just whatever your 40 days is. Hallelujah. Whatever your 40 days is. How long you going to make your 40 days? Can I put it that way? See you're dragging this out because you don't want to complete the process. So you done broke up with her, you done broke up with him, got to another one. Then the process start again. You break up with them, get to another one. The process start again. You are repeating the same process. And you saying, God, why you keep taking me through? He ain't taking you through this. You are. Hallelujah. I keep starting this and starting that. Why I got to keep starting that? Because you won't complete the process. You've given up too quick. Hallelujah. 40 days, not that long. Praise God. Ask somebody. See, you be thinking, ask somebody in jail how long it's been. We saying this year went by fast. Somebody in there counting down 20-year sentences. This year ain't went by fast enough for them. Hallelujah, because they going through their 40 days. Praise God. Why? Because they didn't want to complete the process. Hallelujah, amen. And they began to do, amen, what's about to come up in the next scriptures. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. Now, look. Verse 3, and when the tempter came to him, he said, listen carefully to what he's saying, if thou be the Son of God, there's a comma, let me pause. If thou be the Son of God. Now, this is what happens. After we've experienced all this glorious stuff in the beginning, after we've gone through these 40 days of whatever it may be, hallelujah, here comes the enemy trying to implant some kind of doubt on who you are. Hallelujah. You knew when you met that man, he was the one. Hallelujah. You knew when you met that woman, hallelujah, she was the one. You knew, hallelujah, when you started this business, this is something you were passionate about and something you wanted to do. You knew, amen, when you got on with that firm or whatever company you got on, this is a job you wanted to take because this is something you were passionate about. You knew, amen, in the courting stages, this is what you wanted. Hallelujah. But then the enemy comes. And how do you know it's the enemy? Because the first word out of his mouth is a word of doubt. If. Praise God. If. If. What do you mean if? I've heard the voice of God. I had a human being tell me, praise God, how great I am. My mama been telling me, hallelujah, how great I am. Praise God. I'm so great. Another man raised me. Hallelujah. Knowing I ain't his son. Praise God. And I'm so great. Amen. The heavens opened up. The Holy Spirit landed on me in front of everybody. God talk. You don't hear God talk. I got prophets for that. I tell them, they tell you. No. I got to tell everybody. This is my son. I'm so proud of him. Hallelujah. This is my boo. You know them things you said at the altar. I love you forever. Maybe not at the altar. Maybe in the back seat. Maybe at your apartment. Maybe wherever you were. Oh, I love you. You are the one for me. Glory to God. And here comes Satan. If that's the one for you, glory to God. If thou be, hallelujah, amen, the Son of God. If this is what God wanted you to do and start this business, if this is what God wanted you to do and start the prayer line, if this is what God wanted you to do, I don't know. But if it is, watch this. Hallelujah. Command that these stones be made, hallelujah, bread. Now, first of all, we gotta recognize some things about what he's saying. Hallelujah. Turn these stones into bread. These rocks. Hallelujah, into bread. I could talk about our community and how, hallelujah, the 80s and the 90s, the crack epidemic, the devil had our children turning these stones into bread, into money. Hallelujah, and they were proud to bring money home. Hallelujah, praise God. But I'm going to take it to a route because this is something that is unnatural. This is something that is unnatural. So the devil is asking Jesus to do something unnatural to satisfy the hunger that he had. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It'd have been different if he brought him some wheat. Turn his wheat into bread. Use your powers and turn that wheat into bread. That would be more plausible because bread is made from wheat. But you're asking me to turn something that is inedible, hallelujah, into bread. You want me to do something strange for some change. Hallelujah. You know, you and your wife ain't been talking last couple weeks. Oh, my man works. She's been giving you the side eye. You know, you might as well. I mean, if it's meant to be, it'll still be meant to be, right? Praise God. Hallelujah. If she loves you, she'll understand. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, you know, we can't make the bills this month. I mean, I'm still sexy. If I go down there and get on that pole, I can make a couple of dollars. Praise God. Hallelujah. The business ain't going right this month. We in the red. I could get a loan from that dude. The bank won't give me one, but I can get one from that dude. He may charge some extra interest. I know he had shot old boy, but I really need this money. Glory to God. See, the devil will come and tempt you. First, he'll bring doubt about who you are. Then he'll give you something to do. Hallelujah. That goes against who you are. Praise God. He's really speaking an oxymoron. If you be the Son of God, I want you to do something unnatural. God don't do nothing unnatural. Hallelujah. He's the one that invented nature, so why would he do something unnatural? Glory to God. But the enemy will try to get you to satisfy whatever need you have or you think you have. Hallelujah, by doing something unnatural. Glory to God. If he love you, girl, he'll still love you even though you sleep with his best friend. Praise God. If he love you, he'll be like, oh, boy, Lady Saints of Blues. That's a movie. That's not real life. But the enemy will come in hallelujah, and put doubt about who you are, doubt about who God said, what God said. Hallelujah, praise God, in the beginning. The Lord always say, go back to what I said in the beginning. It's a whole lot of stuff been said since the beginning. Hallelujah, but when we go back to what I said in the beginning, this is my son, and whom I am well pleased. That's the woman for you. That's the man for you. This is the career for you. This is the ministry for you. This is the business for you. All this stuff is what God told you in the beginning, but so much, 40 days have passed. Hallelujah. And you've been through so much that now the enemy is trying to bring doubt. But God say that 40 days of time, hallelujah, you should use to get closer to him. Hallelujah, to meditate on his word. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. Because the Bible says when you meditate on his word both day and night, hallelujah, whatever you put your hand to will prosper. It may not have prospered because during the process you didn't meditate on the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to read it to meditate on it. You got to know what it say to meditate on it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And look what Jesus said. But Jesus answering and said, it is written, hallelujah, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Lord have mercy. Every word that proceeded out of his mouth. Then I just go back to what God said. Hallelujah. In the beginning. See, I know what you're telling me right now, devil. Hallelujah. I know all the doubt you're trying to implant in my mind about my relationship, about my career, about whatever's going on in my life, all this doubt you trying to plant, all these strategic, hallelujah, missions you going on to try to get me off track. I see what you're doing, but what does the word of God say? Let me remind you, Jesus did not make up this quote. He wasn't all willy-nilly and tried to fight the wiles of the enemy, hallelujah, under his mind or what he thought, hallelujah. All he could do is divert to what the words say. Moses said in Deuteronomy, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So Jesus did not come out of his own mind. He came out of what was written. Lord have mercy. And some might get technical. Well, technically, Elder, he is God, so he wrote nothing. We're not looking at see, that's the problem. Glory to God, hallelujah. You can't, that's why you can't see yourself, amen, as being great like Jesus was great, hallelujah, because Jesus keeps wanting you to look at him, hallelujah, from the human perspective, and you keep looking at him like God, hallelujah, but you can't walk like I do. God, Jesus says, hallelujah, unless you take the God factor out, hallelujah, and realize, amen, that I'm not doing this under my authority as God. I'm doing this under the authority, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's the Holy Spirit I'm using. I'm not using my God authority. Hallelujah. Well, why do you think I'm telling you you can do what I do? Hallelujah, because you got the Holy Ghost like I got the Holy Ghost. You can walk on water if you want to, but you don't believe you can, so you won't. That's the bottom line. You don't believe you can, so you won't. And anything you don't believe you can do, you will not do. Glory to God. What one great philosopher said is mind over matter. Hallelujah. In other words, my mind is so powerful. Hallelujah. There's objects at me, praise God, around me. I can control them with my mind if I want to. They call it telepathy, I believe. Telepathy is communication of the mind. Hallelujah. But there's one form of the mind, amen, when people move objects with their mind. Praise God, because the mind is that powerful. Glory to God, hallelujah. And now if you add the Holy Ghost, glory to God, the authority under the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, the same authority that Jesus had, God, Jesus saying you can have that too. You can walk the way I walk too. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you got to believe it. Now, see, some of us go through the process, but we still don't believe it. And it's baffling, because how could you go through all this and still not believe? Hallelujah. You believe in God, and you believe God can do all things. But he says, when are you going to believe the breath of God that I put inside of you? Lord, have mercy. Praise God. The devil, amen. Then it says the devil. Hallelujah. So just to reiterate, Jesus went to what was written. But what's in this word? Hallelujah. When you want to fight the devil and his schemes and his cons, you got to go to this word. Hallelujah. Praise God. This word is like these hands. Praise God. You, every time you spit a verse, you throw on a left or right, uppercut. Hallelujah. Kidney punches. Ain't no rules in fighting. Just win. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. And then the devil take him up to the holy city and set him upon a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast down thyself. For it is written. See, now the enemy will try to battle you with the word. Lord, see, that's why you got to understand, which if you don't meditate on this, hallelujah, the enemy will cross you up. You got these Jews, you got these Hebrew Israelites, you got the Jehovah Witnesses, all taking this same book and getting different interpretations out of it. And if you don't know what you know, the enemy will cross you up with your own book. Hallelujah. So he says, hallelujah, it is written, since you know what's written, hallelujah, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and their hands shall bear thee up, lest any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. So he says, the Bible says, that if you jump, you won't die. Because before you hit the ground, the angels don't catch you. Lord have mercy. Praise God. That's the trick the enemy been using to this day. People have been jumping because the God ain't going to let you die. Hallelujah. How many of you know God ain't going to break one of his own laws? And there's a law that we name. We call it gravity. Glory to God. What goes up must come down. Hallelujah. And as it's coming down, depending on how far it's falling, it picks up velocity. It picks up speed on the way down. So when it does hit the ground, it's going to hit at a super high rate of speed, praise God, possibly crushing it and whatever is underneath it. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. So what the devil is basically trying to get Jesus to do is kill himself. Hallelujah. You hungry? But keep in mind, this is near the end. It's almost over. I want you to know when it's almost over, that's when the enemy comes. Oh, glory to God. I'm sorry, I forgot to point that out. When it's almost over, see, everything will be going, la, 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 yeah, okay, I don't have this, I don't have that, but I'm going to make it. We're going to make it. We in this together. We're going to make it. Glory to God. And then right at the brink of making it, see, that's because you almost at the door. I always use this description. Faith is like you walking down a pathway, a narrow pathway, hallelujah, a hallway, and it's foggy. You can't see 1 foot in front of your face. So you just walking, just knowing that God has a blessing, a door waiting for you ahead. Praise God. And the only one that can see inside this fog, hallelujah, is God and the enemy. And the enemy can see from his perspective how close you're getting to the blessing. So the closer you get, the more he attacks. Some of you have been under attack. You want to know why? Because you're close. Hallelujah. Why you think you've been doubting? Because you're close. Glory to God. And the devil sees you close, and I'm trying to do everything I can to make you turn around. At least stop. If you won't turn around, just stop. Stay right there. Become stagnant. You know, stagnant water stinks. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. And so if I can't get you to turn around, at least I can get you to stay there. At least I can get you to be stagnant. That the word say do everything you can to stand. Just stand there. Lord, have mercy. But you got to be like Paul. Paul said, I'm forgetting those things that which are behind me, and I'm reaching for the things that are in front of me. You got to keep moving forward. Hallelujah. Because you and your wife get into an argument in the morning, hallelujah, don't mean that you get to stay home and argue with her. No, you got to get your behind up, get dressed, you got to go to work and earn your check for the day. And you can pick this up later on tonight. You don't get to stay in that funk, hallelujah, just because that happened. Life goes on. Tupac said, life goes on. Hallelujah. It's not going to stop. Praise God, because a situation happened. Life didn't stop because Jesus was hungry. It kept going. So guess what he had to do? He had to keep going. I'm not going to do nothing strange for some change. Hallelujah, number one. Number two, I'm not taking my own life. Look what he said. He said, hallelujah. Praise God. It is written again. Yeah, I know it say that. But it ain't talking about that. Praise God. See, you gotta tell the devil, I know what the word means. Don't be trying to trick me with your shenanigans. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What Mr. Brown say, you trying to manipulate me. I know better. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. I'm not finna tempt God that way. So you telling me I'm going to force God to send his angels to catch me. But see, that's like a 911. That's in case of an emergency. That's if I slip and I fall. Hallelujah, his angels going to catch me. That's not if I jump. Glory to God. You trying to get me to kill myself. Hallelujah, praise God. What better would the enemy love for you to do than to take your own life and end the destiny that God had for you? Hallelujah. And you don't know. Let's be real about it. We don't know. We don't know what's after this. We know it's a heaven according to the word. Praise God, hallelujah. But when you commit suicide, we don't know. Is he going to heaven? Is he going to hell? Is it a heaven? Is it a hell? Do we come back, reincarnate? Y'all don't want to admit it, but you wonder sometimes, is it? Oh, glory, hallelujah. I ain't finna tempt God and find out early. Hallelujah. I'm gonna ride this thing out. Hallelujah, praise God. I'll find out when I find out. Hallelujah, amen. My future behind my eyelids, but I like surprises. Surprise me, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm not going to surprise you. What you doing here? I thought I'd end my life early. No, I don't have that authority to end my life. Job said the Lord giveth, hallelujah, and the Lord taketh away. I'm not going to interfere with nothing that I got going on. Hallelujah. Your life must be valuable if the enemy is trying to get you to take it. That relationship must be valuable if God is trying to get you to end it. Well, how would that apply to my relationship? What the enemy will tell you? Why don't you just move out? If it's meant to be, he'll call you. If it's meant to be, she'll call. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you really had an impact on that job, they won't let you quit. Hallelujah. As soon as you go turn in your resignation, they're going to be like, no, no, you are too valuable at this job for you to quit. And then you go turn it in and they say, well, sayonara. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because now he's trying to get you to end it. You ain't do nothing strange. Hallelujah, to maintain. Now he want to get you to just end it all. Just do away with it. Hallelujah, praise God. Have the abortion. Hallelujah, get a baby up for adoption. Praise God. Don't go to the store to get a pack of cigarettes and don't come back. Hallelujah, run off with that dude from the job. Glory to God. All these things the enemy is telling you to do, saying, hey, if it's meant to be, it'll come back together. Hallelujah. But God put together, let no man put asunder. Praise God. Hallelujah. But thou shalt not kill. Hallelujah. The Lord thy God. And I'm not taking that chance. Yeah, I move out tomorrow. Somebody else can move in. Lord, have mercy. I thought we was going. Lord, have mercy. It be like that. I come back to, oh my God, they all, you know, already filled my position. Oh yeah, we had applications on the desk. As soon as you turn in your resignation, I had interviews set up. Hallelujah, because you tempted. Hallelujah, you playing games what you're doing. Hallelujah, because you allowed the enemy to talk you into playing games. Lord, have mercy. But don't tempt God. Hallelujah. We almost done, praise God. Hallelujah. Again, verse 8. Hallelujah. So let's look. We've been tempted twice. First, to do something strange to try to maintain what's going on, to try to satisfy how I'm feeling in this moment. He want me to do something strange. He want me to cheat. He want me to slap my wife. He wants you to slice his ties. He wants you to bleach his clothes. Hallelujah. He wants you to put all their business on Facebook. Hallelujah. Praise God. He wants you to go in there and cuss out the boss. Something strange. Sleep with the boss to get a new position. Something strange. Hallelujah. Just to try to maintain. Then he say, hey, man, but just end it. Why suffer any longer? Hallelujah. Just jump off. Let it be over. Hallelujah. And then here comes the ultimate temptation. Praise God. Here comes the Illuminati temptation. Lord have mercy. Again, the devil taketh him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And said unto him, all these things I will give thee if thou fall down and worship me. Praise God. If you keep trying to do it God's way and do it my way, I'll give you all this stuff. Hallelujah. Why? Because the enemy knows your deepest desires. Hallelujah. See, remember, Jesus, hallelujah. Praise God, the Son of God, the Word came from heaven. He's a king. His desire is to rule. It's in his DNA. Hallelujah. I'll give you what you're desiring on the inside. I'll get you that scholarship. You'll make the NFL draft. Hallelujah. You'll get a Grammy. You'll get an American Music Award. You'll win an Oscar for that movie. You're going to get in that movie. I'll make all this stuff happen for you, but you got to do it my way, not God's way. See, we think bow down and worshiping him as, you know, we Satan worshipers, and, you know, we got the pentagram on our head and we worshiping the devil. No, when you begin to do it any other way than God's way, hallelujah, you're doing it the devil's way, the enemy's way, and that is a form of worship. Hallelujah. Don't you know if you do something the way I do it, that's a form of flattery? Hallelujah, amen. That's a form of worship. Hallelujah. And people get mad when you imitate them. They say, don't be mocking me. Hallelujah. Well, I like Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey hates when people imitate him. And they try to tell them that's the form of flattery. That's the biggest compliment you can give a person is if you do something the way I do it. Glory to God. And the devil is saying, if you do it my way, hallelujah, yeah, you can start at the bottom, but you can sleep your way to the top real quick. I know how we can do this. Praise God. Yeah, we need this little money to start this thing off. I know a quick and easy way we can get it. You can have everything you want. Hallelujah. I will give you everything you desire if you just stop trying to do it God's way and do it my way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And said unto him, all these things I will give thee if thou fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt not worship. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Hallelujah. The Bible says the only way is God's way. Lord have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's the ultimate change of mind to realize, hallelujah, that the only way is God's way. Hallelujah. You can change a man from being mediocre to I'm being great. And you can even align yourself to where the greatness, amen, is balanced, praise God, to where you're not too cocky and you're not too humble. Glory to God. And you can achieve all these other things, glory to God. Hallelujah. But if you don't do it God's way, hallelujah, then it's all in vain. What does it profit a man to gain the world, but yet still lose his own soul? I can have everything in the world. Praise God, I can get that Buffett money. I can get that Elon Musk money. Hallelujah, praise God. But what does it profit me if I die and go to hell? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because what if I start doing these things and I don't live long enough to repent? See, some of us have a plan. I'm going to dip and dab with the devil and I will repent later on. And some of us make it to that point that we get to repent, but a lot don't. And those that do, the condition they're in, they've been worn down and torn down from the world. Hallelujah. The enemy has used them and abused them. Glory to God. It's like a woman that's been on the streets for 20 years. Hallelujah. Now she's trying to get herself together. She's been worn out. She's been abused. Hallelujah. She's been walking these streets late at night, up and down, back and forth. Hallelujah. Amen. And now she's trying to get it together. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's harder now because you've been through so much. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you're not the person that you would have been. You are a different person now. Hallelujah. Because of these experiences you went through, because you didn't want to go through the process and still end up having to go through the process. Hallelujah. You can't escape the process. If you're going to come on God's side, you're going to have to go through the process. Hallelujah. Yeah, you see all these happy couples out there. Oh, they happy and they cheating on each other. They not with God. Well, they got this arrangement that she's the sugar daddy, she's the sugar, but they not with God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You with God, you not going to be happy in that type of lifestyle because you with God. God ain't going to allow you to be happy. Hallelujah. Yeah, he'll turn you over to your reprobated mind. Hallelujah. But you'll turn back because you're not going to enjoy the life that you live in. It's not going to be fulfilled. Fulfilling. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you skip corners. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's like when my wife played a video game, glory to God. If she lose, she said, I just lost. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm not going to stop and reset it so my record will be better. Hallelujah. Amen. If I'm 2-1, I'm 2-1. Lord, I'd love to be 3-0. Praise God. But if I'm 3-0 and I know I don't deserve to be 3-0. Praise God. See, there's a lot of people in positions know they don't deserve to be there and don't care. Hallelujah. Praise God. But if some of us, amen, and feel like if I'm in that role, if I'm in that position, amen, I got to deserve to be here. I got to put in the work to be here. Hallelujah. I just can't be here and not deserve. Glory to God. I won't feel right knowing that I cut a corner to get to where I got to go. Hallelujah. I want to feel like I earned what I had. Hallelujah. 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 So, amen, when he tempted him, praise God, he said, hallelujah, amen, get thee hence. In other words, get away from me quickly. For it is written. So, see, at some point, you got to cut the conversation with the enemy out. Some of y'all talk to the enemy too long. Oh, Lord, hammers. Oh, I hear the Lord say. The Lord say, don't even let it get this far. Once you hear something strange, to satisfy how you feel it. Remember, he's hungry. That's a feeling. Glory to God. He want to eat. Praise God. He wants to feed his flesh. Praise God. You and the wife ain't talking. Y'all want to feed y'all flesh. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So the enemy will tell you, go out there and feed it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you. You got to end the conversation. That's the devil. You know what? I ain't talking to you. Glory to God. Just as quick as you can block me on Facebook. Hallelujah. You need to learn how to block the devil in your mind. Glory to God. Some of we go back and forth. Hallelujah. Back and forth with the enemy. Hallelujah. When he started out the conversation with doubt, the Lord said, these are ways you can recognize that this is the enemy talking and not me, the Lord said. When you hear if you are who God say you are, hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I said who you are, I wouldn't be saying if you are. Glory to God. God said, I don't talk about myself in the third person like, you know, like the rock. The rock says this. He don't, God says this. No, I say, hallelujah. Praise God. Just like he came in the garden, did God really say? I wouldn't have to ask you if I really said something. Hallelujah. We got to learn to cut this conversation off. Jesus cut it off and said, you need to go. The Bible says, and I noticed the devil, because you just said the worst of you. Oh, now. You got to go, and you got to go now, and you got to go quickly. Hallelujah. Don't you know you have the power to tell the devil to leave you alone? I tried it. It don't work, because you don't really believe it. Praise God. We got to really understand what the underlying problem is, our belief. Once again, the heart of the mind, praise God, the subconscious, your core being, praise God, what's been programmed in you from a child. Praise God. Yeah, it's in your conscious mind. But praise God, your conscious mind is not in control. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Your conscious mind thinks it's in control. I think right now that I'm in control, but I'm really being controlled by my subconscious mind. Hallelujah. But in order to protect me, the subconscious mind doesn't let me know, hallelujah, what it's doing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because it's doing a lot. It's healing parts of my body that need to be healed. Hallelujah. It's coordinating, amen, the breath of my lungs going into the oxygen going into the blood and the heart pumping the blood and all this is going. It's doing a lot that I'm not aware of. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is in control. That's why we have to reprogram our subconscious mind to match our conscious mind. Hallelujah. And that's why we have to meditate on the word of God. Because once we meditate on it, it weeds out whatever's in there. It's an overload. Hallelujah. Praise God. And in other words, if your mind is trained that if your marriage ain't going good, divorce. Hallelujah. You just got to reprogram that to, no, the Bible says what God put together, let no man put asunder. And you have to repeat that. You got to, hallelujah, constantly repeat that until, praise God, amen, it's in your subconscious to where, amen, when something comes up, divorce ain't the first thing that comes up. Hallelujah, out of you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, how come it's easy with something? Because everybody ain't programmed the same. You ain't went through what I went through, so you ain't programmed the way I'm programmed. You might have been programmed that once you're together, you ain't never breaking up. I don't care what happened. Pray, I don't care if you cheat. I don't care if you just gambled all the money away. I don't care if you got some outside babies. I don't care what's going on. That's the way my parents were. That's the way their parents were. So that's in me, praise God. But I could have been raised to where I've seen 3-4 men running in my house. Glory to God, my daddy had a different woman every week. We ain't trained like that. A different one coming, we ain't going to stay in this. Hallelujah. Praise God. So it's some changing got to be done in everybody because we all embedded something different. Praise God. Somebody that's been smoking for a year, it's easier for them to quit smoking than somebody that's been smoking 15. Hallelujah. Because they develop more habits. They smoke after they eat. They smoke when they drink coffee. They smoke on lunch break. Hallelujah. Now, amen, they got to find stuff to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you ain't been doing it long enough to have habits developed. Praise God. It's processes that have to be uprooted. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we have to do these things repetitiously. Why you think Jesus was able to come right off the head with these scriptures? He ain't got no scroll. He was out there in the wilderness for 40 days, amen, meditating on the word of God. So when the enemy came at him, the only thing that could come out of him was the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, it wasn't enough for him to be the word. It wasn't enough for him to be great. Hallelujah. He still had to meditate on it day and night. Jesus had to go through this. So why do you feel like you don't get to suffer? You don't get to go with lack. Your marriage is supposed to be great. No, these are all tests that come, hallelujah, to prove you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You said for better or worse, rich or for poor, to death do us part. They still alive. Hallelujah. Praise God. You said rich or for poor. Hallelujah. They on the little poor side. Now you said in sickness or in health. Oh, I ain't taking care of no sick man. Lord have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And verse 11 say, then the devil leaveth him. And behold, the angels came and ministered. Hallelujah, to him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So after you complete this part of the process, the devil is going to leave. Why did he leave? Because he told him to leave. Glory to God. You can tell the devil, leave. You can tell, shut up and go. Hallelujah. I know it's you talking. Glory to God, because what you're saying is going against what God said. Hallelujah. It's going against what I heard God say. It's going against what's written in the word of God. I know it's you. I command you to leave. Hallelujah. And they have got to go. The devil is not allowed in your presence. I saw a movie. Hallelujah. It might have been a remake. And I'm not trying to sound like Herschel Walker, but it was about vampires. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But in this movie, the vampire, if he came to your door, he would stand at the door until you invited him in. Glory to God. And I got a revelation. The enemy only comes in when you invite him in. You have control over how much the enemy is in your life, is in your ear. Hallelujah. You do not have to sit there and hold a conversation with the devil. Hallelujah. You see what that leads to. Hallelujah. That got us put out the guard. We could have been all running around in this whole world with no clothes on, not even know it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Happy and free, eating off the trees. Hallelujah. Enjoying the fruit of the land. Glory to God. Happy and bliss. Hallelujah. But we messed that up listening to the enemy. Glory to God. And all we do is keep messing up listening to the enemy. Hallelujah. Keep falling into sin, listening to the enemy, causing us to do something strange for some change, causing us to want to end it all, and causing us to want to do it his way and bow down to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's not get halfway into doing something strange, or halfway in the end of it, or halfway in the bowing down before we realize that was not God. Hallelujah. That was the enemy. That was Satan. And he comes for only to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He disguises himself as the angel of light. That's why you got to listen to what he's saying. Hallelujah. That's how you know when these men approach you, when these women approach you. Amen. And they hear you having problems in your relationship, and they say, if I was your girl, if I was your man, hallelujah. God, don't fall for that, because they not. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. And some people have found out the hard way. Hallelujah. Amen. They not, and they didn't want to be. They was just spitting what we call game. The enemy is just spitting game. He doesn't have the authority to give you anything. We keep saying the God of this world, hallelujah, Jesus rose and said, I have all power. The power of heaven and earth is in my hand. Hallelujah. He rose up and said, I have achieved the maximum point of greatness. And God is saying, that's what I want you to do. Hallelujah. I want you to be the greatest that you can be. Hallelujah, in both mind, body, and spirit. Hallelujah. I want you to achieve greatness in this world and the next. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But first you got to believe you're great. Hallelujah. And then you got to go through the process, hallelujah, of being great. Not to be great, because you're already great. Hallelujah, but the process of being, hallelujah, great. Hallelujah, it's a process. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I want to tell you, people that ain't nothing don't go through nothing. Glory to God. He say that again. People that ain't nothing don't go through nothing. People who ain't nobody don't be talked about by nobody. Hallelujah. So if you want a mediocre, hallelujah, casual, carefree type of lifestyle, glory to God, then don't be great. Hallelujah. Don't be where God has made you to be already. Hallelujah. But I want you to know your life is harder. You think it's easy to avoid the greatness. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. But it's harder. Hallelujah, amen, to be great and live a mediocre life than it is to be great and live the life that God called you to live, that great life. Hallelujah. You just got to endure the process. Hallelujah. 40 days ain't that long. And it's just a part of the process. And all of the process ain't bad. Hallelujah. This ain't bad. Hallelujah. This was God spending time. Hallelujah. Jesus spending time with God. Hallelujah. Meditating on his word day and night. Hallelujah. This is the reason why Jesus can cast out demons that no man can cast out. That's why he said these kind of demons come out with prayer and fasting. He didn't stop and pray and fast right then. Hallelujah. To cast the demon out. He had already prayed and fast way back here. Hallelujah. So everything that he came against, hallelujah, he was ready for because he went through this process in these 40 days. Hallelujah. Whatever your 40 days is, hallelujah, you got to endure that process. Glory to God. Because out of that process comes greatness, a greatness that cannot be challenged by any devil. Hallelujah. Any demonic spirit cannot challenge the greatness that God, hallelujah, has put in you. Hallelujah. 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 So as we get ready to close on hallelujah tonight, praise God. Hallelujah. This part about repentance is changing your mind about going through, hallelujah, the process. Go through it. Hallelujah. Amen. And make it to the end. Your marriage will be stronger in the end. Your relationship with God will be stronger in the end. Your spirituality will be stronger. The career you chose, hallelujah, the relationships, the ministry, hallelujah, the business, it'll all be stronger if you allow the process, hallelujah, of being great, hallelujah, to finish, hallelujah, to complete itself. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for his word. We thank God for the process. We thank God for greatness. Hallelujah. Thank God that you are great. You are already great. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because he made you great. He made you like him in his image. Hallelujah. Do you really believe you made in his image? Do you really believe you made in his likeness? Because if you really believe you were made in the image and likeness of God, then he made you great. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because he made you in the image of something great. Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. We thank God on tonight. Hallelujah for his word. We thank God, hallelujah, for each and every last one of you on tonight. And as always, we encourage you. Amen. Go back. Amen. Read the word of God for yourself and meditate on it. Hallelujah. See what the Lord will reveal to you. Hallelujah. On tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Once again, we thank God. Amen. That we were in Matthew, amen, chapter 3, starting at verse 11, and we went all the way to chapter 4. Praise God at verse 11. Wow, look at that. 11 to 11. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we thank God on tonight for his word. We thank God for the greatness that God has put at each and every last one of us once we begin to acknowledge that greatness and go through the process that God has for us. Hallelujah. That greatness will come out and we will shine. Hallelujah. As he said, to let our light shine. Praise God on tonight. We thank God for each and every last one of you. Does anybody have a comment? Hallelujah. Amen. A prayer request. Hallelujah. A testimony on tonight. The phone lines are open on tonight. Will there be one? Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God, hallelujah, for each and every person that's called in, everybody that's tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. We will be back on tomorrow night, hallelujah, with another word from the Lord. So we invite you to tune in on tomorrow. It is ladies' night, women's night. Hallelujah. Amen. So First Lady will be coming forth with a word from the Lord on tomorrow. Make sure you call in and tune in for that on tomorrow. And once again, we thank God for each and every last one of you. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. And we're going to, amen, go ahead and go to the throne of grace and close out at this time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you tonight for the process. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you bless us through the process, to see through the process, and to see the works of the enemy and the ails of the devil, Lord. And we thank you on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. And we give you our gratitude, and we glorify you on tonight. And Lord, we want you to know we love you. And Lord, that we appreciate you for each and everything you do. And we just want to glorify your name. And as we leave this place, but never from your presence, we simply pray that your Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. Hallelujah. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God, and we'll see y'all tomorrow night on the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. I'm going to leave y'all with some Jason Nelson. It's a shift in the atmosphere.
Chain is broken. This world should be shifted.